The next patient is Thomas Lang, LANG. This is a clinical case of a 70-year-old white male that has a chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, period. The patient has been placed on Farxiga, and the serum creatinine has come down to 1.5. The estimated GFR has gone up to 48 mLs per minute. And most importantly, the determination of the proteinuria through protein creatinine ratio is down to albumin creatinine ratio has gone down from 449 down to 225, which is an improvement. Number two, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure has improved to 117 over 55. The body weight is down to 201 pounds. Number three, the patient has atrial fibrillation that has been treated with the administration of Eliquis. The patient was discontinued the use of amiodarone because of retinopathy. Following number, anemia, that is iron deficiency. The anemia is with a positive stool for occult blood that was done on November 18 of 22. That was a fecal globin by immunochemistry that was reported positive. The patient was referred to Dr. Ferretti, F-E-R-R-E-T-T-I, but the patient deferred the colonoscopy. He was explained about the need for the colonoscopy. Now, even more since he has responded to the administration of iron, of parenteral iron, and the hemoglobin has gone up to 11.8 from 10.3. In other words, there is evidence of iron loss that has to be correct, it has to be investigated. Period, I am going to offer another determination of a stool for occult blood, and he said that if the stool for occult blood is positive, he will go for the colonoscopy. Following number, hyperuricemia treated with allopurinol, following normal arterial hypertension with excellent blood sugar control. Following number, diabetes mellitus with a hemoglobin A1C of 5.2%. The plan is we look for the results of the stool for occult blood. If positive, the patient will be called, and appointment with the gastroenterology will be requested. I invested 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.